Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Wednesday morning, following up in a night, major controversy and certainly contention at the ballpark last night, Citizens Bank Park, the Phils Nationals game. Joe Girardi and Max Scherzer. Joe Girardi versus basically the entire Washington Nationals team, it seemed like.
Scherzer.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to struggle all day. I'm just going to call him Max.
Just say Scherzer.
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 I actually Good thought Lord. About this coming in.
Oh, it's going to be a mess.
I was like, it's going to be a tough day for
Mad
Jeff.
Max.
Just say Scherzer.
Scherzer.
Yeah.
Bang! Max!
Nice!
Mad Max. Phil's lost, by the way, and that hurts. Now, nothing hurts more lately than the Sixers losing. And the fact that the Eastern Conference Finals start up tonight and the Sixers aren't in it. We'll continue to discuss the fallout from that. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. We also have afternoon baseball today, 1 o'clock, Phillies game. So they get right back at it at the ballpark again today. It'll be real interesting, like, in the hallways before the game at Concourse. Like, hey, Max. Hey, Joe. We'll get to all of that. So, obviously, be with us here up until that point, 215-592-9494 and beyond. Richie Rich.
Joe.
What up, bud?
It would take 17,000 McDonald's strawfuls of water to fill a standard bathtub.
17,000. Wow, that's pretty
McDonald's
cool.
McDonald's strawfuls.
Wow.
The McDonald's straws are different. They're better. They're, you know, they're bigger.
I don't know that.
They've got like
a little thicker,
thicker circumference.
Thicker and harder.
And they're sturdier.
Yeah, they are sturdier. You're right about that.
It's a better straw.
It is a better straw.
17,000 of those to fill your standard
bathtub.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Good fact right there. Look, let me give you another fact. This is an opinion, but I'll state it in the way of a fact regarding Angela on the morning show this morning. I totally disagree. Guys, I can't be any more clear here. I totally disagree with Angelo and tons of callers I heard this morning on this Girardi issue. Guys, Joe Girardi did nothing wrong last night. He did nothing wrong. Whether it was games...
He did things right.
Totally, John. I mean, whether it was gamesmanship or that he actually thought that Max was cheating, I'm glad that Joe Girardi asked the umpires to check Max for a foreign substance. I'm glad that Joe Girardi did, and we all as Phillies fans should be glad, that Joe Girardi did what he could... what he thought he could to maximize the Phillies' chances to win.
Absolutely.
And John,
what would we be saying today if he didn't do that?
Exactly.
Stuff? If he suspected that Max Scherzer was cheating and he kept his mouth shut?
Yeah.
So he took away an opportunity to maximize the Phillies' chances to win the game.
Yeah.
Would he be acting like a good manager? No. Last night, he was acting like a conscientious manager.
Totally agree.
And I appreciate that.
Totally agree.
Leaving no stone unturned. Good job, Joe Girardi. And by the way, Max Scherzer just admitted to us that he's been cheating his whole career.
Yep.
After the game, when he's making a huge deal out of, I can't even grip the ball at all. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
Well, what were you doing for your whole career?
John, I totally agree.
You're saying
agree.
You can't throw certain pitches anymore because you're not allowed to use substances? Well, that's your problem, man, because you were a cheater.
John, listen, you and I are totally aligned here. Look, I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. I can't believe listening this morning that so many people think Girardi was out of line. Guys, I'll tell you when I think Girardi's wrong.
I was happy he did it.
And listen, anyone that's heard me over the last year and a half knows I've been very unimpressed with Girardi. All right? He's been a tremendous disappointment. But not last night. And listen, I mean, I just, again, 215-592-9494. Yeah, look, if you support what Girardi did, I want to hear from you. If you think he was out of line, I want to hear from you. 215-592-9494.
Proud he actually got booted then, too, because the other dugout's coming after him.
Totally.
So he steps out of the dugout and says, you want to go?
Totally.
Yeah.
Showed some fight.
That's my manager. That's what I want to see.
I totally
What's
agree.
What's the problem with that?
Let's go back to how it sounded last night. The umpires had already checked Max a couple times earlier in the game. He had checked out clean. So now you get to, like, the middle innings. This is the fourth inning, I believe it was, fourth inning. And let's hear how it sounded when Girardi calls for the umpires to check Max out on the mound. And this is when all hell starts breaking loose. Here's how it sounded last night on WIP.
And Joe Girardi comes out, says something to Tim Timmons, and now he calls Carlos Torres, the other umpire, in from second base. And I don't know if they're going to check on Scherzer again. They call all the umpires together. Dave Martinez, the Nationals manager, coming out. Yan Gomes, the catcher, looking back at the Phillies dugout, wondering what's going on. And Dave Martinez, Scherzer drops his hat. He's pulling the belt off. Max keeps saying, I got nothing, I got nothing. He's holding his hands out to his sides. And Dave Martinez pretty upset about this. Joe Girardi, who's on the top step of the dugout, Max looks in at the Phillies dugout. He's rubs his hand through his sweaty head, and the hat is off, and Scherzer now puts the hat back on. I don't know if the Phillies, where they suspect he's putting anything.
Why don't they just check his fingers, touch his fingers, and see if it's sticky? Or does that make too much sense?
Yeah, there it is by LA. Listen, I mean, we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. The idea that Girardi's out of line for either gamesmanship or actually believing that Max was cheating, which I agree with John. I think Scherzer's comments after the game last night indicate he probably already has been for a while. I mean, to say that Girardi's out of line to me is outrageous. Let me tell you who's out of line, and let's go in order. Out of line number one, Max. How do I say it, John?
Scherzer.
That dude's out of line. Because he's out of line because basically his reaction on the mound, basically is the petulant child of, how dare you? You're going to check me?
He was over the top.
So he throws the hat on the ground.
Yeah.
He throws the glove on the ground.
Getting undressed out there.
He rips the belt off. Yeah. That guy's out of line. Major League Baseball, a couple days ago, just puts in new protocol. So pitchers know they can be checked, and they can be checked when the opposing manager requests that the umpires check them and that the umpire grants the check. This is part of the structure of the rule. If I'm Major League Baseball, I am at the very least, fining that idiot pitcher for making a big grand show of something that is now part of the structure of baseball. If requested to be checked and the umpires grant the request, then the player has to comply. Did Max comply last night? Well, I guess, but he did so in a way that was so full of grandstanding, it was embarrassing. So that guy's out of line. Also out of line, all the Nationals managers, the coaches, all of them, they're all screaming at Joe Girardi. Yeah. For what? Because he had a hunch that this dude has been cheating. And so he says, you know what? My team, by the way, really isn't hitting very well. So let me try to find an advantage. This guy either is cheating tonight, has cheated before, or even if he's not cheating tonight, I'm going to try to get in his head, a little gamesmanship.
Well, that's the key, too.
So we're going to check him. And now I got the Nationals coaches all yelling.
They have a problem
at Joe Girardi.
Yeah,
what a bunch of idiots.
I agree with you. And I promise you, Joe Girardi had a hunch, he had a tip-off, he had some knowledge going into that game that Scherzer was someone who used substances in the past.
And as he said,
he wouldn't do that. He had his eyes peeled for him using substances.
Totally.
Because that's what the Major League Baseball is telling them they should be focusing on right now. So he did his job. Joe Girardi did his job as a manager last night to try to put us in the best position to win the game.
Look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to react. So look, we've gotten through the pitcher. We've gotten through the coaches and the manager and the other team. Girardi eventually gets thrown out. The whole thing becomes a fiasco. And baseball obviously has an issue because it's very clear that this is going to be a mess and tough to regulate. That became incredibly obvious last night. But let me tell you one more now that we're just in the firing squad of who's out of line. Who's out of line? How about the Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo, who goes on a radio show after the conclusion of the game last night calling out Joe Girardi? Listen to this and then tell me who's out of line, Girardi or the entire Washington Nationals. Here's Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Nationals, after the game.
Do you think Girardi was playing games there?
Of course he was. What are we, idiots? Of course he was.
I agree.
It's embarrassing for Girardi. It's embarrassing for the Phillies. It's embarrassing for baseball. Yes, he's playing games, and hey, that's his right. You know, gamesmanship had nothing to do with substances. He had no probable cause to ask for it. The ump shouldn't have allowed it. But it happened, and you got to deal with it.
No probable cause. The Phillies manager Girardi said, "I saw the opposing pitcher rubbing his hand through his hair."
He was doing something he'd never done in previous outings.
And then he admitted, and then the
taking his hat off, rubbing his hand through the sweat.
And the pitcher admitted it. Admitted it
absolutely
after the game. And by the way, Rizzo continues, and then right to the phones. Rizzo continues and really tries to throw a haymaker at Girardi, which I think is incredibly out of line. Here is, and this was on 106.7 The Fan down in the D.C. area. This was this morning. When I said after the game, meaning this morning, after the conclusion of last night's game this morning. Here's Rizzo going on about Girardi. I think Rizzo is incredibly out of line with this statement about the Phil skipper, Joe Girardi.
He's a con artist. He got you in the con, so you believe it, and that's the way it is. He's been doing that for years on TV, and
Wow. So hold on. You're not a Joe Girardi fan at all.
Doesn't sound
like
it.
No, I love Joe Girardi. I've seen him play since he was in high school in Peoria, Illinois. Scouted him in Northwestern. I know him well.
You know him too well, Riz. That's the problem.
I know him.
What a joke. What a joke. Look, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Look, I heard Angelo in the morning show and a lot of callers this morning taking Girardi to task. I don't get it. I mean, I know it becomes a thing, but I appreciate the Phillies manager trying to make it a thing.
It becomes a thing. It was the right thing.
It was the right thing.
He did the right thing for this team.
You know what Joe Girardi did? Let me give you a quick Sixers analogy and then right to the calls. Joe Girardi did what opposing coaches in basketball should have done. Should have done to Ben Simmons during the regular season.
You're right.
They said, we're going to try to throw you off by making you shoot free throws and hack a Ben during the regular season. Yep. But no one cared to or thought to during the regular season. So the Sixers were able to gallop to the one seed because no one got in Ben's head during the regular season. Joe Girardi's trying to affect the game last night in a positive way for our Philadelphia Phillies.
I agree with you. 100%.
And for the fan base of the Phillies, so like, take him to task. Come on. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there disagreeing with John and I because I heard it in the morning show. I'm here. John's here for all sides of it. Let's go. 215-592-9494. Brian in New Jersey kicks us off. Hey, Brian.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Brian.
So I agree with John that, like, I like what Girardi was doing. Like, he was fired up. Like, you want to see that in your manager. I love that. But I think you guys are way off. I heard Joe said, I don't know what John said, but you guys are going at Scherzer. All right, look, they checked him twice, which was probably a little too much to begin with. Like, you guys want the game to speed up and not have four-hour games? You're going to check pitchers three times? Like, that sounds crazy. So Scherzer's kicking our ass all night, and you're mad that, like, he basically was like, oh, you guys are coming at me, like, saying I did this three times, and he shoved it in their face. And I love, like, honestly, I'll be real. You guys might not like it. I love that he stared down the Girardi. I love that he did that. That was, like, a boss move, and he looked like the man yesterday. Like, he wasn't doing any substances, and, like, they checked him three times. Like, that sounds crazy that you're saying he was out of line. Like, the pants taking off, yeah, maybe it was a little overboard, but, like, that just shows how much of a joke it was that they had to check him three times. What did he pitch, five or six innings? Like, that's a joke. Like, it's a joke.
I think that's important to point out. This is Major League Baseball's problem.
That's the big –
The handling of all of this is insane. It's wrong. And I didn't realize when players were coming out and saying, hey, you can't just throw this on us halfway through the season, I didn't realize how problematic this was going to be. Because now is hair sweat a substance? You know, now it's, hey, you can lick your fingers, but you can't spit in your hand. Like, what's the difference? It's saliva. There are so many fine lines that Major League Baseball did not draw, that they didn't even dig into before imposing this rule upon dugouts. So there's going to be a mess that ensues here, And you know, I guess we all have to strap in and get ready for it.
Yeah, no, so I get what you're saying, John, and appreciate the call, Brian. But the one thing I disagree with, sort of with where you just were, John, is that to me, I don't see implementing it midseason this year or at the start of next year, how that changes anything. I mean, as Krucker was pointing out last night, if a catcher wants to have a substance on him so that the pitcher's clean, but that the catcher can put it on the ball when he throws it back to the pitcher, like, I don't see if you implement this next January and then it gets into effect in April when the season starts, how does that change anything? The bottom line is people were cheating. Pitchers, catchers, whatever, they were cheating, and I appreciate that baseball is trying to crack down on it. Now, last night is a clear example that it is going to be incredibly difficult to effectively crack down on it. And I like to think that, you know, I have a reasonable sense of some things in life. I have no solution on how to figure this one out. I'm all ears for anyone that has a solution. I don't know. I don't know how you figure it out. I agree with you, John, that it's a mess. I agree with you, Major League Baseball looks bad. But I disagree with those that say, and there were a lot of pitchers last week that said this, oh, you can't crack down midseason. That's
and
not-
you say that because you know they're cheating. We
they're
can't
cheating.
Play out the remainder of a season knowing that cheating is being done. I do understand that side of it.
I say it for that reason, and also I see no tangible difference of how you can more effectively regulate it with implementing the rules next offseason and starting them in April than starting them right now. I see no – if anyone could convince me, oh, you know what, you just hold this off to the offseason
well,
and then
it's,
we'll –
it's not a well-developed enough rule.
But
like
it also
the concept
seems...
of like even checking Scherzer, L.A. brought up a great point. Why don't they just look at his hands?
Well, that too.
They need to have a protocol that they follow where they actually check appropriately in the spots that they need to be checking.
Well, I agree.
They didn't even really look anywhere.
And it's got to be uncomfortable.
He just showed him his hat and his glove.
I agree. And look, the umps don't want to deal with this. But you know what? They are.
But you could see that. There was a lack. It was like a lackluster, hey, we got to do this.
Yeah.
Let's just take a look at you.
Yeah.
Like it's all half. Butted.
It is, but let's remember this.
For lack of a better word.
I know, but the reason the umpires became the hall monitors, let me be really clear. The reason the umpires became the hall monitors is because pitchers were cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Pitchers were cheating. And for our own fan base to have a problem with Joe Girardi, whether it's for gamesmanship or because he actually believed that pitcher was cheating – it's incredible to me that people would jump on Girardi.
Listen, I tell you what, there's something that I've taken from all of this that really gives me, I don't know, it makes me feel good about the Phillies organization. And I know there's not always great things to feel about this team, but the fact that JT Realmuto was the whistleblower at the beginning of all this, the fact that Joe Girardi last night said, when asked about the increased scrutiny that this might bring down on his own staff, he said, I'm fine with that. That's the rules. Let them check. I know what my pitchers are doing. Like, through all of this, there is a positive in that I feel pretty secure that we weren't cheating much.
So I don't agree with that. I know you've been saying that for the last couple of weeks.
How can you feel? Well,
I just don't buy it. I just don't. Oh, all right, to the phones. Let's talk to Patrick in Tabernacle. What's up, Patrick?
Morning, guys. Joe,
hey,
welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Joe, how many McDonald's straws does it take to fill the average bathtub?
I think John said it was either 700 or 7,000.
17,000, man.
Wow.
17,000.
Yes.
Okay, just
you got to understand, Patrick.
You don't listen at all.
Patrick
doesn't.
700.
Patrick, let me be clear. When I'm ready,
Think about
hold
that,
on.
Joe. 700.
Okay, fine. But Patrick, to be clear, when I'm revved up and ready to go on a topic I'm passionate about, I'm ready to go. All right.
Joe,
you can't let your ears don't work is the point in that situation.
Well, they do get clogged.
So listen, that first guy, baseball is such a friggin' joke right now. Like, they're doing absolutely nothing to draw me back in. I have ink on my body supporting my team, and I can't watch a 9-inning game. To watch and to check out Max 3 times, come on. Like, the pace of game is the problem. This Nationals guy, Joe, and good props to you playing that.
That general manager's an idiot.
No, I know, but listen, hit the ball. I you know what I did for the first time this year? I watched the college, the softball World Series. The action in those games, unbelievable. The ball is in play every damn at bat.
But I mean, Patrick, look, I agree with you. But let's not lose sight of the fact that baseball is making this adjustment mid-season because they hear you. What baseball is saying is, Patrick and Tabernacle, I know you're frustrated. Joe DeCamera, I know you're frustrated. So we're trying to change this to actually put the ball in play,
Joe,
and have the pitchers be less dominant. I know it's going to be it's going to be funky to find their way there. And we saw that last night.
They've been doing this forever, Joe. Cheating in baseball is part of baseball. Everybody knows that.
I know.
Stealing signs. If you can, I mean, come on.
Patrick, I think one of my main things, and appreciate the call. Let me just say this. One of my main things, because when we haven't gotten to the 3 hour and 52 minute game last night until Patrick just brought it up, and I'm glad he did. But to be crystal clear, guys, the game was not 3 hours and 52 minutes because Joe Girardi and the Nationals had a thing going on. The game was 3 hours and 52 minutes because pitchers don't pitch at a pace that is conducive for people to sit down and watch a game, and hitters aren't ready to hit at a pace that is conducive for people to sit down and watch an entire game.
So the question...
That's the reason...
So it brings the question, why doesn't Rob Manfred do something about that, too?
John, I agree.
If you're trying to repair this game, start there.
Yeah,
Everyone says the same thing. That's the resounding... Like, we're all in agreement on that.
I mean, for a game to end at 11 o'clock, that is a 3-2 game that starts at, like, 7-10... That's a joke.
Yep.
That is a losing formula, particularly as people like John and I and James, as we all age, and the 60-year-olds age and the 80-year-olds age, and at some point it's going to be, all right, here you go, 15-year-olds. Here you go, 20-year-olds. Here you go, 10-year-olds. We're turning the game over to you. They're going to be like, nah, don't want it. Don't need it. Can't do 4 hours. It's awful.
Holy cow.
215.
In my house, when I'm watching baseball all the time, my kids can't stand a second of it.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue of all. 215-592-9494. But I do think people have got to get off Girardi's back on this one. 215-592-9494. Also coming up, Daryl Morey. Something from yesterday to me that really stood out. I'm curious if others agree. We'll hit that and all the phone calls as well. Joe DeCamera and John Rich. You remember, day baseball today, 1 o'clock, the Phils and Nationals will lead you there today on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.